So the next audio is a recording that I did yesterday on Instagram Live, which I am going to go daily on. So it's going to be some kind of a talk, sharing things, and then meditating for a couple minutes, 5, 10. We'll see how it goes. But I want to be there daily on Vitaly at Vitaly Meditation, Vitaly Meditation on Instagram. Being available for and accountable to meditate, and being available for you to have that practice. You know that you can go there and you can see me daily practicing live. You can join. You can even be on the video with me. But this is a recording that I did yesterday, and I talked about just things that I wanted to kind of on my mind during the day, things that I've been working on, wanting to do. And I just started by saying that we need to share things, share the good. Anyways, just have a listen. And then at the end, it's like a 2 to 10 minute talk. And then at the end, I meditated for like 4 or 5 minutes. So you can possibly do that as well. And there's a short insight right at the end that I mentioned at the end of the video after I come out of the 4 or 5 minute meditation. Hope you enjoy this. And again, join me live on Instagram, so we can meditate together. I can answer your questions and learn from you too. It is super dark here, but because I'm in a basement, it's a good start to live, right? Dropping my phone. What I wanted to do is, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. I wanted to share a few things before we meditate, like for like a couple of minutes, 5 minutes, really. Left the notes, no, here, boom. So the first thing that I wanted to say, first of all, Lisa, thanks for coming, joining, watching this. Obviously, I'm going to post it later too, so it'll be available after. But again, I'm going to break my own rule of not meditating for purpose of creation, not thinking about it like at this time. Usually this is the time to like let go of all the ideas, all the plans and everything, and just to kind of forget about everything and let go. But I wanted to share a few things because they were just on my mind. And we just need to share, right? It doesn't matter who's watching, who's not watching. And if we have good stuff to share, again, like people talk about vulnerability, to share that. But if you feel good, just share that. If you feel good, share good. Don't search inside of yourself to find something bad. By bad, like something negative inside of you. Don't search for that stuff. If you feel good, just share the good stuff. That's it. And I promise to share more stuff. Because, again, even if those ideas are crazy or crazy on my standards. Hey, Rowan. Cool to see you here. I was just talking about that we need to just share stuff that you jumped on here. You've been sharing a lot of stuff. I'm noticing your stuff. You're posting constantly and trying to share the good stuff. And if you wanted to read that, I'm going to just jump ahead. That, I promise to share more stuff, because again, if it's good ideas, if I don't do it, maybe you'll do it. I don't mind. Like it makes me happy that someone's gonna do that, like whatever idea that I shared. So it honestly doesn't matter, just do it. Those ideas are just the things that I want to see in the world, right? So again, it makes me happy if someone else does it. It doesn't have to be me. So one of the ideas is vital movement. Is I'm just gonna share a few ideas right now. I have so many ideas that I want to get ahead on and start doing. And vital movement is like for me to be accountable to working out, so just fitness. So I'm gonna schedule with a friend already, and we're just gonna work out live, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I don't know, 15, 10. We're just gonna work out. And I don't remember your name. Ronin, sorry I'm mispronouncing it, but I saw that you're working out too. Maybe we can do that with you too. Just if I feel like I'm more accountable, if I know there's another person out there that I like, we set up a time and we
go out and be do the, I wanted to say meditation, the workout. Yep, I hear you, buddy. So yeah, so maybe we can do that, just a 20-minute workout of some sort. So follow that account if you want. Again, there's no pressure. It's just something that I do it for myself, first of all, just to be accountable and spread that fitness journey of my own, and hopefully it'll help others also be accountable. And what else? Yeah, chop in Nick's kitchen. We always joke at my home that the type of food that I make, because I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. We spend a lot of time in the kitchen with my wife. We almost never go out to eat. We just cook the meals. So on this account, I started posting just the food that we make for breakfast, lunch, dinner. And it's just a food account. So again, maybe also going live there is an idea, and cooking with other people who are preparing meals and stuff like that. We don't meal prep for the week. We just cook fresh stuff. We cook and then we eat. Yeah, so that's just another idea too. And another account that I wanted to start is it's just doing what we love. You know, it's gonna be businessy, markety kind of stuff, but I really want more people doing things that they love. That's it. And yeah, that account is gonna be very businessy, markety oriented, and throwing a lot of information in. It's just things that I like were on my mind that I needed to share. So, meditation. I'm gonna meditate for 5 minutes right now, and before that, I always break down meditation into two parts. One is to create, and another is to transcend. So usually in the morning we set that intention. So everything that we do in life, when we're awake, we're not sleeping, we're not meditating, we are doing things, we're creating things. We are co-creating things with other people. Or if it's just us in the forest, we're still gonna have to create the survival situation for ourselves, right? So we're always creating. This creation is a big part of our life, of our daily life. So that's one part. So meditation, what meditation helps with that is that you need to be in a certain mind state. Again, everyone knows this. Everyone read information. There's so many apps and everything. We just need to do it. It's just like push-ups. It's just like working out. It's just like anything. And so when we sit and we visualize how we want to feel, what we want to achieve, how, like, if we see that picture, and there's more chance of that being true in our life, realizing that in our life. So we just have to visualize it first, right? If we have that picture, it's gonna work out. Some of it, 50%, maybe 60%, maybe 70%. At least if you have that picture, there's more chance of it happening. And the more kind of clear the picture, the better. So that's one way to meditate. So the way I meditate like that is that I have even my phone. I write everything on my phone, all the notes. So I could be sitting there, my eyes closed, not moving. And if an idea pops in, I just take my phone and write it down. And then I put the phone on the side again and I continue meditating. So that's just one way that I do that. It's, I call it the creation meditation. You want to be, and again, most meditation teachers teach how to be in that state of relaxation and calmness and all that stuff. So, and why do we do that? Why do we want to be relaxed and calm? It's only because we are able to do things when we're calm and relaxed. It's not that we don't create great things when we're in stress, constantly in stress. We might want to put ourselves in uncomfortable situations to overcome certain things, but we're not going to create amazing things when we're constantly in an uncomfortable situation. We might overcome certain challenges for sure, but in general, you want to be in a good mental space, just for happiness' sakes, not just in creation. So, and transcendence is this time around, like just before bed. I call this transcendence meditation. So we want to let go of absolutely everything, all the ideas, all the creations, all the plans, all the goals, desires, all of that. We just want to let go, and we want to die. We want to, like, physically, mentally, in a way, die before we go to sleep. We want to leave everything and have no regrets by the end of the day. And that kind of meditation, there's no any particular focus, but if an idea comes in, for example, I don't write anything down, even if it's the greatest sounding idea. I don't write it down. I just let it go completely. That's like, I'm not existing right now. And I think that helps, again, to transcend and build on the perspective of, like, we're so little. All those desires that we have, like, we're so tiny and little on this floating ball in space, which is crazy to think about, right? So I think that's all I wanted to mention. Again, share your stuff. Share whatever you wanted to share. Don't be afraid. Like right now, I don't think anyone is watching this, but it's gonna be uploaded. This is how we start. Like, a few people showed up, they said hi, they left. Like, that's just normal. That's normal. That's how we build on things. And that's it. You have to be your own greatest fan. That's it. And just share that stuff, because yeah, I'm gonna do another thing with my friend on news of, like, what good things happened in quarantine, what good things happened in this COVID situation. There's a whole bunch of good things that are happening right now for people at this time. It doesn't matter what time we lived in, there's any medieval times, 2000 years ago, there's always something good happening and something bad. Same thing right now, like, nothing really changed. All right, let's meditate. Enough chatter. I hope my phone is not gonna die. So I'm not even gonna time it. Again, transcendence meditation. Just for a few minutes, and then I'll turn it off. think that was about 5 minutes, because as soon as I felt like I didn't care that the phone is here, I didn't care where I was, I think that's when I kind of, yeah, that's good, this is enough. So yeah, so just the practice.